why is this machine hurtling on and what we can do about it? Well, Leslie Manoukian, whose team, our A team of lawyers, is suing Pfizer on our behalf. I'm allowed to announce that now. So please, everyone, support us all you can, because we have the legal bills coming in now. Her argument is that Pfizer and the FDA are racing to roll out the emergency use authorizations to shield Pfizer from liability. So if you can fold it in under that EUA, it's harder to sue them. And we've also learned that it's hard to sue the FDA in spite of their public comment, which I think is window dressing, because you have to exhaust all kinds of internal remedies before you can sue them. So that's why I agree with her strategy. We're going after Pfizer first as a private corporation. And also, thank God, our lawyers are aligning with 20 attorneys general who have supported them in the past around the mask mandates. This may be premature to share. I hope not. But I think this is important because the attorneys general can bring criminal charges. And what the lawyers have found abundantly is that there's civil and criminal causes of action.
Whoa. Hang on a second. Don't bury the lead. She was that's the group. We've had them on the show a bunch of times. They're the ones that went to Florida and had that massive win over, was it mask? Are they now officially on the program and are suing?
They are representing the War Room Daily Cloud volunteers, and they stepped up to do it, and they're the best legal team in the country for this kind of work, and we're very, very, very lucky. We also have all the 250 lawyers, and they filed 5 attorneys general letters in 5 states, but there's nothing like having the best team in the world for this issue, the best team in America, I should say. U.S. law is different than any other law. That already had this huge win to get masks off of you and your kids when you travel on planes and other federal transportation.